Quiana Dang is a Vietnamese American and a successful high school student. Quiana attends Marshall Academy at the George C. Marshall High School in Falls Church, Virginia. She is part of a program called STEM, which is short for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. The STEM program prepares interested students for high-tech jobs after school.
Coming to Marshall Academy has changed my life because as a freshman, I didn't know anything about technology.
Quiana is now a junior at the high school. Next year, she will be a senior. It will be her final year at the school.
I think that the way that we're learning right now in high school is building up for us to get into more career-oriented types of learning.
The STEM program is offered to students throughout Virginia. Jason Simeon is a teacher at Marshall Academy. He says Quiana forces him to be a better teacher.
Quiana is a great character. So it's really quite rewarding to have a student like that because she does push me to do a better job and to try and bring a little bit of style to the classroom as well.
Jeff McFarland is a school official. He has seen how hard Quiana works.
She's a STEM enthusiast. She's innovative. She's intelligent. She's bright. She's a leader for our school. We're very proud of Quiana and the work she's done in the classroom and beyond.
Quiana says the school has helped her think about what she wants to do when she begins working.
Coming to Marshall has given me so many opportunities to go into fields that I've wanted to look at with actual career experiences like technology, STEM, and cybersecurity, my favorite.
Quiana says her success in the STEM program began with her love of art.
As I went into high school, I started doing more with digital illustration, and just the exposure with computers naturally led me to go and look more at the other aspects of technology, like networking, basic cybersecurity, and from there I joined the cybersecurity club.
Quiana helps her classmates and has many friends. She has won awards for her work. She wants to study at Kyoto University in Japan. Until then, she will continue to make her school and its STEM program proud of her. I'm Jonathan Evans.